Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
Radio Gurune, Upper East Region, and Radio Royals, Bono Region, Ghana.
Hello, and welcome to our program on the crucial role of women in family farming in Ghana. It is family farming that keeps the nation fed, and women are crucial to it. Indeed, the crucial role of women in family farming in Ghana needs to be recognized, applauded, and supported. Let's listen to the Assistant Representative for Programs of FAO in Ghana, Mr. Benjamin Ajay, explain what family farming is.
Family farming is by far the most prevalent form of agriculture in the world, with over 90% of all farms. More than 1 million farms being run by families. Family farming is a long-standing tradition where families take advantage of their own resources from land, labor, and finance to engage in agricultural forestry, pastoral and aquaculture production. This is predominantly managed and operated by family members, with women being at the center. I will not be wrong to say that without women at the center of family farming, rural food production would be non-existent, and the world food production system not able to feed its ever rising.
In Ghana, women make up about half of the country's population of 30 million. But according to the Consultative Group on International Agricultural Research, women provide about 70% of the labor force for subsistence production of family farming. This means that without women farmers, Ghana would not eat. Ghana would die. Women play a crucial role in family farming throughout the 16 regions of Ghana. Listen, for example, to the voice of women family farmer Ruth Zore in the Upper East region.
Our farmlands are degraded. The soil has lost its fertility. With the traditional farmlands, we cultivate traditional staples like millet and late millet. We don't use fertilizers during cultivation because it has been a challenge to get them. They are either expensive or they are not available to buy.
And now the voice of farmer Rose Yeboah in the Bono East region.
Money is one of the challenges. Sometimes, as family farmers, we face basic challenges in the inputs like cutlasses we use in our farming. It is also difficult for women farmers to access bank loans.
The challenges faced by women family farmers in Ghana are similar. Fortunately, in recent years, more organizations are offering assistance focused on women family farmers. One organization is Abrono Organic Farmers Association, otherwise known as ABOFA, in the Bono East region. And another is the Tele Bere Savings and Loan Association in the Upper East region. Both organizations are helping to address the problems of soil depletion and expensive fertilizers by introducing organic farming. Let's listen to women family farmer Nana Akozua Boer of Forikrom speak of her experience making her shift from fertilizers to organic farming.
In the past, we used chemical fertilizers. You can call the chemical fertilizers poison. But today, I do not apply poison in my farming activities. This is one of the benefits I have received from Abofa. Organic farming has really helped me. Currently, all our farms here are organic farms with the application of compost manure. This is why it is helping us to maximize yields with less cost. I used to buy between 4 and 5 bags of fertilizers, but with the new farming technology from Abofa, I have reduced the cost of farming activities. The previous way of farming with chemical fertilizers was costly. I had to spend so much money on fertilizers and labors, which I don't do anymore.
Woman family farmer Akodi Apobire of Zuarangu Moshi adds another organic farming practice she and the women in her community have learnt.
We used to fell trees, but through Talabiri, we came to realizing that tree felling was not right, and it affected us and our livelihoods. Before, when we tried to plant trees, our husbands prevented us from doing that, saying that women don't own lands and how could we plant trees? Now it is no longer the case.
Reinforcing what the woman family farmers have said about the range of support they need, Nana Kwao Adams, the executive director of Abofa, had this to say.
When women family farmers are supported with inputs to do the farming, they will be able to do it well. There is the need to find means of processing and storage. In that way, it will reduce post-harvest losses and cost and boost storage.
Just one of many examples, Josefina Kinliga, woman family farmer in Zuarungu Moshi, spoke about how her farm earnings managed through the Talabiri Savings and Loan Association have transformed her family's living conditions and made possible the further education of her children.
My name is Akinliga Josephine. I have used my savings to build a block room that is no longer roofed with grass, but with aluminum sheets. My husband has died, but my 4 children and I are no longer afraid when it's raining. It is with the Village Savings and Loan Association that I pay my children's school fees. 2 are still in junior high school and senior high school, but 2 have already completed their education at the Polytechnic.
These living examples dramatize the positive relationship between the capacity building and empowerment of women family farmers and the present and future well-being of the nation. FAO Ghana Assistant Representative Benjamin Ajay, whom we heard at the beginning of the program, further explains. It is this link between the family and the farm and its economic, environmental, and socio-cultural dimensions and functions that the United Nations Decade on Family Farming seeks to celebrate and strengthen. In so doing, it also seeks to celebrate and further empower women family farmers. The FAO Ghana Assistant Representative is also an advocate of women family farmers. We turn to him again to summarize the crucial role of women in family farming. As we said earlier in our program, without women family farmers, Ghana would not eat. Putting the United Nations Decade on Family Farming in the context of the Sustainable Development Goals, we say that capacitating and empowering women family farmers brings us closer to SDG 5, gender equality. And that, in turn, brings us closer to SDG 1, no hunger, and also to SDG 4, education. In other words, we extend the slogan of the SDGs, to leave no one behind, leave no woman behind. Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
This is Yenkaza Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming.
In collaboration with AMARC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.